About 20 protesters voiced their frustration with the Department of Public Service, which represents ratepayers in utility cases. The opponents of the proposed Vermont Gas Systems pipeline say the department overlooked evidence that they say show the line will cause an increase in greenhouse gas pollution. Avery Pittman is from Vergennes. She says the Addison County pipeline will also carry gas derived from hydraulic fracturing, or fracking.
This is essentially the climate equivalent of a coal train going through our neighborhoods, but DPS has refused to do a life cycle analysis of the climate impacts of fracking and the fracked gas pipeline. And this pipeline locks us in this region to more dependence on fossil fuels at the expense of future generations in our communities in Vermont.
Andy Simon of the climate action group 350.org has helped organize town meeting votes against another pipeline in northern Vermont that may carry tar sands oil from Canada. Simon was also on the picket line Monday in Montpelier, holding a huge blue banner that pointed out the shared ownership of the two projects. Gaz Métro, a Montreal company that owns both Vermont Gas and Green Mountain Power, is in turn partly owned by Enbridge Incorporated, the oil pipeline developer.
The corporate structure makes it very clear that the infrastructure for the fossil fuels is the same, whether you're talking about oil or you're talking about natural gas. Really, the only way to get around it is no new fossil fuel infrastructure.
We're going in to give a statement to Commissioner Rakia about how this pipeline will affect our communities.
The protesters wanted to meet with Public Service Commissioner Chris Rakia, but he was out of the office, so they offered their giant rubber stamp, symbolizing the administration's support for the pipeline, to other officials in his office. The officials did not take the stamp, but did accept a box of pastries and a written statement. In an interview later, Rakia said his department did not overlook the project's impact on climate change.
Well, we appreciate their comments, and it is a concern, but it wasn't that we've downplayed them. We recognize how complicated it is to do life cycle analysis, and all we really said in our comments was that if you do whatever life cycle analysis for gas, you've got to do a parallel one for propane and for fuel oil.
Rakia says the Shumlin administration supports the pipeline because it's good for consumers to have a new competitive fuel source. The 41-mile-long line would serve homes and businesses in several Addison County towns before running under Lake Champlain to provide fuel to the International Paper Plant in Ticonderoga, New York. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.